Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about what really is the talk of the entire city of Harrisburg, and that is the state budget. It's still not done. We're over 3 months late. What is the holdup here? What is going on?
Well, the House of Representatives was back in session this week, and what we should have been doing is passing a state budget because, as you stated, it's way past due. Counties, school districts, other agencies are struggling because funding hasn't come out to these agencies. But instead, the House Democrats, who control the calendar in the House of Representatives, did not call up a budget bill for a vote. Instead, they decided to call up four gun control bills this week. So the focus, or their focus, was on gun control. Three of the four measures failed by a vote of 101 to 102, which I was certainly glad to see. The bills that they ran dealt with what is called red flag laws, which would have provided for a confiscation of a person's firearm without due process, which is a clear violation of the U.S. and Pennsylvania constitutions. A second bill would have limited the types of materials that can be used to construct firearms. A third bill would have banned certain conversion devices that are also an infringement on the Second Amendment and the Pennsylvania constitutional requirement, which is even more stringent than the Second Amendment. Our Pennsylvania Constitution clearly states that our right to bear arms shall not be questioned, which is very strong language in our Constitution. The fourth bill that they ran narrowly passed, and what that would do is expand background check requirements to include the private sales of long guns, which is also, I believe, a blatant infringement on our Second Amendment rights. As I said, that bill passed, and I do not believe that that bill will be taken up by the state Senate. I certainly voted no on all of these bills, and I will continue always standing up for your Second Amendment rights.
As we don't have a budget passed yet, a lot of county governments and local municipalities, school districts are facing an impasse of their own, and that is that they need to borrow money. I understand that there is a system being set up for them to get by in the short term. What's this all about?
Well, with the state budget not being passed, a number of local governments, county governments, school districts, and other organizations are struggling to make payroll and to be able to pay for services. This week, the Pennsylvania Treasury announced that they are making $500 million in loans available to county governments and Head Start providers and others to help them meet the needs of the state's most vulnerable citizens during this ongoing budget impasse, which I think is a huge help. And I want to commend the Treasurer for making this option available. Really, the answer is to fully fund state government. We have a bill sitting in the House. It's Senate Bill 160, which would essentially provide funding at the same level as last year. House Democrats are refusing to call the bill up for a vote. But my argument is we could immediately adopt this bill and continue negotiating. And I think that's exactly what we need to do to get this funding out to these agencies, because, as we said, the budget is 3 months late, and this needs to get done very soon.
You have a Senior Expo coming up. I understand the final one in your Senior Expo season. What are the details?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting our final Senior Citizen Expo of the year. This expo is going to be held on Friday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall on River Street in Rowlett. We'll have free lunch, door prizes. We're going to have plenty of organizations representing state, county, local organizations will be on hand to distribute information and answer questions about a variety of issues, all related to supporting our senior citizens. We're also going to have health screenings available. Also, please note that due to the expo that day, my offices in Bradford and Countersport will be closed all day on Friday, October 10th. If you need immediate assistance that day, you can contact the Kane office at 814-837-0880. If you have any questions about the Rowlett Senior Expo, you can reach out to my Countersport office at 814-274-9769.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.